I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, Abby, before we get into what being quote-unquote too picky on dating apps really means, let's go through a couple of these new dating trends that are going to be shifting in 2024, okay? Bumble did a survey and found that 63% of adults say age is not a defining factor, and women are more open to dating somebody younger now than they ever have before. Do you agree or disagree?
I think it kind of depends on your age, because I'm in like my mid to late 20s at 26. Going any younger than like 24 is an absolute no-go for me, just because you're in a completely different phase of life. Now, catch back with me in 9 years and I'm 35, absolutely would be more than willing to date someone who was like 29, 30.
35% have become less judgmental when it comes to age gaps in relationship. Green dating. Do you know what that is? Or wanting your partner to have the same values is also on the rise. Shouldn't it have always been there?
Why is that called green dating?
Don't know. 33% of users poll said it's a turnoff someone isn't aware of current events.
Yeah, I can see that. It seems like you're putting your head in the sand.
One third believe emotional intimacy is more important than sex.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. At least from the female standpoint.
By the way, I just Googled green dating, and there are dating sites for people who are like-minded as far as environmentally. So you can go to like an eco-conscious dating site.
You can compost together.
You can. There's also a green singles dating site, and it's all for vegan dating and vegetarian singles.
That's perfect, because there's nothing more annoying than going out to dinner with someone than being like, I'm vegan.
One third, like I said, emotional intimacy is more important than sex. Although I do think that when you're emotionally intimate, that the physical sex is way better, right? And that's about it. All right, so being too picky on dating apps.
Yeah, I think I finally cracked the code as to why dating... Gollum is back.
Poor thing.
Gollum never left, boo. Gollum comes in and out today. So I think I finally cracked the code as to why dating apps will never work for me.
Do you need water?
No.
A couple of new lungs or anything?
I'm really fine. Okay.
She says as dust flies out of her mouth.
Are you getting the same cold that everybody else is getting right now?
Yeah, it just comes in and out. Yep. Anyway, so I finally cracked the code as to why dating apps will not work for me. And no, it's not just because men are not interested in me. I have my theories as to why I don't like them. I had a couple of things floating around in my head. And I think the top one for me is probably because I typically like guys who are a little bit more forward, a little bit more aggressive. And I think dating apps provide a very golden opportunity for men to be more passive. And I'm not super into that.
Really? Because this is exactly the opposite of what I've heard from people that are on dating apps. Like, it's usually a dude playing nice once or twice, and then he goes right in for the aggressiveness.
Well, I think just all guys are putting on a mask until they show you who you really are. But I think they...
women, too.
That's what people think. Yeah. Yeah. That's not a main thing.
That knows no gender, no bounds.
Not at all.
The crazy going to come out somehow. But that's probably just a very specific reason for me in terms of, like, what I'm attracted to and why dating apps might not be the place that I'm going to find my person. But then I saw someone else on the internet put it into words for why they think it won't work for a majority of women specifically. So this is from TikTok. It's the user at WebkinsHoler143. And she says it's probably because you're into Jeremy Allen White.
The reason I know in my heart of hearts that dating apps don't work is not because I'm a longtime unsuccessful user of Hinge or that I was a Bumble ambassador in college, also unsuccessful. It's not even because I've been on probably 10 first dates this year and all of them have been bad. It's because I find Jeremy Allen White attractive. And let me explain. I never watched Shameless. I completely like missed that train and now it's too late. I'm never going to. But my friends would be like, oh, Lip from Shameless is like just so hot. I would see pictures of this man and be like, whom? He's so what? And then the bear comes out and I'm like, I get it. I see it. I understand now. And now I can see photos of him and be like, yes, I get it. But there's something about seeing a person in action, seeing their mannerisms, the way they carry themselves, that you aren't getting on a dating app. Mm-hmm. And for me personally, I am judging these people as if they should be as hot as Jacob Elordi in any photo he's ever in.
What's so funny is I just saw my first interview of Jeremy Allen White with Amelia Demenholder from the Chicken Shop Dave. And I always thought he was super hot in photos. And then I saw him in the interview and I was like, wasn't what I expected. But I know exactly what she's talking about because I did have one somewhat successful situationship where I had actually met the guy once between mutual friends, like out at a bar, like very briefly. And I had always thought he was cute, but he had had a girlfriend at the time. So then like a year or two later, I had seen him on Bumble. And his profile was trash. But the only reason I swiped right on him is because I actually knew who he was. I knew his mutual friends. And I was like, okay, this guy's worth going out with. So I think it's totally fair that for most people that you're seeing on a dating app, like, sure, they might not be the most photogenic person in the world, but you would probably swipe right on them if you saw them in real life. Mm.
Yeah, well, aren't dating apps really just, it's the gateway drug to seeing each other in person, right?
You would think so. Some people like to have a pen pal, but it's different because like when I go out to a bar, I will see probably 5 or 6 guys that I think are absolutely attractive. And I'm thinking, well, why aren't they on the dating apps? And the reality is they probably are, but most people don't have amazing photos or look amazing in pictures, but the way that they move throughout the world or the way they carry themselves makes them very attractive, especially when you can see how tall they are in real life.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean, depending because...
It's like the Pete Davidson factor.
Yeah, yeah. It really honestly is because, I mean, looks isn't everything. It really isn't. And then, you know, to each their own as far as like what they find attractive and beautiful, but the way a person carries themselves and how they move can make them either so much more attractive or so much more repulsive.
Right, but you got to get in front of them to see that.
You got to see it in person.
The Bird Show.